Hello, everyone. My name is Zion Walgren, and you are listening to Season 3, Episode 124 of Brody Sports Talk. And this episode is a Brody Jr. special to recap Wild Card Weekend. Let's go ahead and get into the matchups and see exactly who everyone is going to face in the divisional round as well. Cincinnati Bengals 26, Las Vegas Raiders 19. The player of the game is Jamar Chase. He had 3 carries for 23 yards, 9 catches for 116 yards. The opener to Wild Card Weekend was a thriller that absolutely came down to the wire. Kudos to Joe Burrow, Zach Taylor, and the Bengals for getting their first playoff victory in 31 years. The game itself might not have been the cleanest game or best refereed game in the postseason, but the Bengals keep finding ways to make plays and give themselves the game.
Albeit
in a closer fashion than it probably felt like it should have been from start to finish. Next week, the Bengals will make the short trip to Nashville to take on the Tennessee Titans. Buffalo Bills 47, New England Patriots 17. Player of the game is Josh Allen. He had 6 carries for 66 yards, 21 of 25, 308 yards, and 5 touchdowns. The only thing that went wrong for the Bills in this game is that Tyler Bass missed 2 extra points. They were up 27-3 at the half, with the Patriots barely getting the field goal before halftime. Josh Allen and the Bills' offense were unstoppable. They literally wouldn't stop a single time in this game. The only time they didn't score on an offense drive with the ball is when Mitchell Trubisky came into the game to kneel out the clock at the end of the game. This was such an efficient job by the Bills, and this wasn't even a close game at all. Will they travel to the land of barbecue and take on the Chiefs on Sunday? Tampa Bay Buccaneers 31, Philadelphia Eagles 15. And the player of the game is Mike Evans. He had 9 catches for 117 yards and 1 touchdown. There just wasn't a whole lot to talk about in this game, as the Bucs really cruised despite some injuries worth keeping an eye on. Tristan Wirfs especially. The Bucs led 17-0 at the half and scored the next 2 touchdowns to go up 31-0 before the Eagles added some points in garbage time. If anything, it's worth noting how effective the Bucks were on the ground, as Keyshawn Vaughn and Giovanni Bernard had 30 carries for 92 yards and two touchdowns. The Buccaneers will host the LA Rams on Sunday. San Francisco 49ers 23, Dallas Cowboys 17. Player of the game is Deebo Samuel. He had 3 catches for 38 yards, 10 carries for 72 yards, and a touchdown. This was the wildest game of Wild Card Weekend, and nothing truly happened the way that it was expected. The 49ers defensive line made the Cowboys offense look like a
turnstile,
but a Nick Bosa concussion near halftime really slowed the 49ers defense, but the offense was led by in Elijah Mitchell, touchdown to a 16-7 lead at halftime. The second half went both ways, but a really
costly
interception by Jimmy Garoppolo let the Cowboys back into the game. As it set up the final score of the game, a 5-yard Dak Prescott run with 8 minutes left in the contest. The 49ers attempted to run out the clock, but then they had some penalties on 4th and inches to give Dallas the ball back with no timeouts. Dak attempted a quarterback draw with 14 seconds left, but they were back with no timeouts. Unable to spike the ball, with the 49ers won without Dallas having a final shot at the end zone. The 49ers will travel to Lambeau Field to take on the Green Bay Packers on Sunday night.
Saturday night.
Kansas City Chiefs 42, Pittsburgh Steelers 21. Player of the game is Patrick Mahomes II. He had 30 of 39 for 404 yards, 5 touchdowns, and 1 interception. Player of the game. The Chiefs offense was really struggled early this game, even giving up great field position when TJ Watt deflected a pass that was intercepted by Devin Bush. Then in the second quarter, Darrell Williams fumbled the handoff and fumbled it again after he picked it up, as it was returned for a touchdown by Watt that woke up the Chiefs' offense, though, as they scored touchdowns on their next 6 possessions to take over the game and knock the Steelers out of the postseason. Next week, they will host the Bills on Sunday night. Los Angeles Rams 34, Arizona Cardinals 11. Player of the game is Matthew Stafford. 13 of 17 for 102 yards, 2 touchdowns, 6 carries for 22 yards, and 1 touchdown. Speaking of the games that will blow out this weekend, the Cardinals didn't even have a first down until the Rams had a 21-0 lead. The Rams started the second half with a touchdown to Cooper Kupp to go up 28-0 before the Cardinals had a play on the Rams' side of the field. Odell had a great game as well. Well, he has really stepped up in big ways to try to...
And fill the absence.
The absence of Robert Woods. Next week, the Rams travel to Tampa Bay to see if they can dethrone the defending Super Bowl champions. And that's it. Make sure you subscribe to Brody Sports Talk on your preferred podcast platform so you don't miss a single episode. And I'd love it if you would leave us a 5-star review. Be sure to tune in as we get ready for the divisional round later this week on Brody Sports Talk. Bye.